So learn from this and understand true values. I who tell you this have wintered into wisdom. It is a great wonder how Almighty God in His magnificence favors our race with rank and scope and the gift of wisdom. His sway is wide. Sometimes He allows the mind of a man of distinguished birth to follow its bent, grants him fulfillment and felicity on earth, and forts to command in his own country. He permits him to lord it in many lands, until the man in his unthinkingness forgets that it will ever end for him. He indulges his desires. Illness and old age mean nothing to him. His mind is untroubled by envy or malice, or the thought of enemies with their hate-honed swords. The whole world conforms to his will. He is kept from the worst, until an element of overweening enters him and takes hold, while the soul's guard, its sentry, drowses, grown to distracted. A killer stalks him, an archer who draws a deadly bow, and then the man is hit in the heart. The arrow flies beneath his defenses, the devious promptings of the demon start. His old possessions seem paltry to him now. He covets and resents, dishonors custom and bestows no gold. And because of good things that the heavenly powers gave him in the past, he ignores the shape of things to come. Then, finally, the end arrives, when the body he was lent collapses and falls prey to its death. Ancestral passions and the goods he has hoarded are inherited by another who lets them go with a liberal hand. O flower of warriors, beware of that trap. Choose, dear Beowulf, the better part, eternal rewards. Do not give way to pride. For a brief while your strength is in bloom, but it fades quickly, and soon there will follow illness or the sword to lay you low, or a sudden fire or surge of water, or jabbing blade or javelin from the air, or repellent age. Your piercing eye will dim and darken, and death will arrive, dear warrior, to sweep you away.